Yo, what is up? It's time for a tutorial with B-Sizzle, B-Dog, Iron Cross, whatever the fuck. I'm gonna attempt to teach you, and I'm gonna say attempt because I don't know. It's not solid. I've only done it like a couple of times. What I'm gonna do is attempt to teach you how to add a non-Steam game to Steam, and then allow you to create a Steam input profile for said game, giving you controller support for games that don't natively have it. And today we're using Aleworks, The Great Toy Robbery, and I'm gonna attempt to do this. Now, why, you're gonna ask me, probably, why would you just not use Joy2Key? And my answer is Joy2Key is a pain in the fucking ass when it comes to making more advanced control schemes. Like, if you have to press, like, Shift-Tab, it's a royal pain in the fucking ass to get this to work. In Steam, it's not. So, I'm gonna show you how this is done. So, I'm gonna come down here to add a game. Now, unfortunately, I think if you just press this... Oh, it did work. Okay. Add a non-Steam game. That's what we want. Now... Anything that's in your programs, it will, in your program files, it should be in this list. If it's not in your program files, you have to go down to this browse. I'm gonna look for it in the list. Okay, fuck it. So, I'm gonna left move and left click, because it seems to like that better. I think it's in here. Boom. Now, once you add it to the list, you don't have to check it. Whereas you would have to check it if it was a game that already existed, which doesn't fucking... The checkboxes don't read, so you're kind of shit out of luck there. But... Add selected programs. I'm gonna click, even though you may not have to, I do. So let's see if it shows up now. I hope, like, fuck it does. And yes, I added ball bouncer. It might be up here. Here we go. Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna right click on this. Go to properties. Go to the controller tab. Click on this. And yes, I don't have clickables turned on in NVDA because I can't stand it. But click on configure. Now, I'm gonna hit enable Steam input. Then I'm gonna come down to the very bottom. Edit layout. Boom. We're fucking golden. So, first thing I'm gonna situate is a D-pad. And so I always click on, you'll see it, there's an unlabeled button, and then it'll say D-pad up, and then there's another, I'm clicking on the D-pad up because those other buttons allow you to add, like, they allow you to, customize it more, but I don't need that right now. So, I'm gonna click on numpad, because that's where it classifies the arrows as. Boom. And you'll see it doesn't show D-pad up, D-pad down anymore. It replaces it with what it is. So you gotta be a little careful here. Down arrow. That's all I care about for that. So now I'm going to come to the joysticks. So yes, we want our left joystick to actually be a joystick. And I think I have to click here. Oh no, never mind. Yeah, see what I mean? I don't got this solid in my head yet, but no, I do have to. I do have to. I do have to change this to directional pad. And then you don't see. It's the same though. It's up, down, left, right. So I'm gonna do this all over again. I may have. I did fuck up. I will fix that. So I'm gonna make that left arrow. And I'm gonna make that right arrow. Now I'm gonna go in and. I'm gonna go to select. Make that escape. Make that enter. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make the X button my score. And then I'm gonna make my B button my time. Now this game doesn't really require a lot of buttons, so that's gonna do it, honestly. And so now, okay, so what you do need to know, though, is that if you want your support, you have to launch it through Steam. So I have a desktop shortcut, or if you want your controller, I should say. I have this desktop shortcut. This will not give me the layout that I just made because I did not launch the game through Steam. That is the downside to this, is that you have to launch. But what you can do is you can create a desktop shortcut. You could delete this one, and you could create a desktop shortcut through Steam, which would then launch it through Steam. So now that this is made, I'm going to test it. I can close out of here. There we go.
The Great Toy Robbery.
So now, because this is simply emulating the keyboard, to test it, just turn input help mode on. I'm gonna press the D-pad first, left, correct, right, correct, up, correct, correct. Now I'm gonna try the joystick. Correct, 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 correct. Now I'm gonna press escape for the select menu, enter for the start menu. That's my score, that's my points, that's the X and Y. So this went perfectly. So I can turn off the... And I can simply play a game now. And yes, you do. When you use the stick, you do get diagonal movement. Now the pressure's on to get a good score since I created this. It's a little get. It takes a little bit to get used to. Definitely going the wrong way. And I could have checked, I could have put one for C to check my coordinates. I should do that next, actually. Crap. Oh, not the way I wanted to end this game. Come on, give me some toys. Cut around this asshole. Oh, damn, that sucks. Well, that was a lot of wasted time at the end there. 44 toys, not what I want, but I'll take it, I guess. It's a demonstration and it's a new way of playing the game. Can I cut around him? Fuck yeah, I can. Where's the other one at? Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Game over.
I'm gonna put it into the options so it fades the music. I wanna show you something. So I'm just gonna press the right stick. You know, left, right. It doesn't do anything. I'm trying to show, like, you can fix. Like, I have to press it, the left stick. Probably like a quarter of the way to get it to trigger, which I like. I don't like a dead zone that doesn't exist. I need there to be one. And you can make changes to this while it's running. You can make changes to your controller layout, and it will carry in immediately. So, oh, and I do want to go to the A button. Put that for my coordinates, because I do use that. The way I was playing today is not the way I would normally play. I normally try and go across the board and not wiggle around so much, because it's just a waste. And you'll see at the end there, when I played that game, the reason that it ended so poorly is because I wiggled around so much and I didn't strategize, you know what I mean? But I can go to joysticks here. And the outer ring is basically like, if you want a separate action to trigger, or you don't want any actions to trigger until, what you can do is that outer ring is basically like the very edge of the controller. So if you had a game where it's important to be able to walk, like, one step at a time, and you don't want to, like, you don't want to be feeling like you always have to press release, press release, press release the stick. You can make the normal stick action to just simply press once, and you can then take the other one and you can make it hold it. Now, I don't have a lot of experience doing that yet. It's not something I've explored extensively. But let me see if I can figure out.
Button. Left joystick laser. Button. Left joystick button directional path button. Button arrow key. Button. Exit overlap button. Overlap region. 4000 and 4000. Blank. Overlap region defines how much space the map applies to both directions at its lowest. Setting overlap is nearly removed, acting almost like a four-way control, and its size overlap is almost always applied unless precisely on the cardinal direction. Dead zones. Dead zone. 10,000 and 10,000. Blank. Power in. Blank. 10,000 and 10,000.
So I can go in here.
10,000. Section. 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 Exit overlap. General section. Dead zone. Power in. Active section. Power in. Dead zone. Section. Power in. Section. Dead zone. Section. Power in. Active section. Exit overlap button. Active section. Use activator settings button. Menu. Button. Use activator settings. Menu. Select. Back. Back. Select menu. Button. Active intensity of haptics. Sneak up. Descend inside a certain zone. If set to command. Blank. Power in. Command to extend the rate limit. Button. Button. Button.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
When outside the radius of tank, 25,000 and 25,000. Power in command radius. Power in. Tank. 10,000 and 10,000. Dead zone. 10,000 and 10,000. 10,000 and 10,000. Zero. Tank. 10,000 selected.
I'm gonna put that at 20,000.
Tank. 10,000 and 10,000. 10,000 selected. 10,000. Tank. General section. Dead zone section. Power in section. Dead zone section.
I wonder why that won't take.
General section. Dead zone section. Power in section. Dead zone section. Section. Dead zone section. 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 Section.
I wonder.
Dead zone section. Power in section. Dead zone section. Power in section. Dead zone section. Dead zones. Dead zones. Dead zone. Power in. Power in. Power in. Dead zones. Blank. Section. 10,000 and 10,000.
If I. Does that?
10,000 and 10,000.
No, that doesn't.
Nope. 10,000 and 10,000. Blank, 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 blank. Dead zone, 10,000 and 20,000.
Oh, interesting.
Blank, power in. Blank, 10,000 and 20,000. Dead zone, 10,000 and 20,000. Blank, power in. Power in command radius, 25,000 and 25,000. Blank, 25,000 and 25,000. 0, 0, 0. 25,000 and 25,000. Blank, 25,000 selected. 20. Power in 25,000 and 25,000. 25,000. 25,000. 25,000. 2. 25,000 selected. 25. 25,000. 5. Blank. 25,000 selected. 20. Power in 25,000 and 25,000. Blank. When outside the radius on the D-pad, the assigned button key will be sent. For example, runner script button has extended range. Power in command to merge. Blank. If set to command, will be sent inside the radius instead of outside. Sneak haptics. Haptic input. Use activator settings. Menu. Find adjustment. L value. L value. Done. Done. Done.
Oh.
L value. Done. L value. Done. No click. L value. L value. Find adjustment menu. Button. Use activator settings.
Let me see if that changed it.
The Great Lobby. The Great Lobby. Input top on. Up arrow. Right arrow.
It did.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
It did change it.
Right arrow. Right arrow. Up arrow.
So now I really have to press it. So you see, that's a little wonky. That's why I said, like, I'm using the term tutorial loosely here, because in a way we're exploring this, like, together. Now I could.
0, 0. 20,000 and 20,000. Blank. 20,000 selected. 20,000 and 20,000. Done.
What happens now?
Later, report of voice direction, general, dead zone, power in, haptics, general, direction, button, overlap region, 4,000, blank, overlap region, precise, overlap is almost always, dead zone, 20,000 and 20,000. 25,000 and selected, 20,000. 20,000 and selected, 20,000. Blank, 20,000 selected, 20. 20,000 selected. 20,000 and 20,000.
See, it doesn't always want to take your input.
25,000 and selected, 20,000 and selected, 20,000, 20,000 selected. 20,000 selected. 20. 20,000 and 20,000. 0, 0.
I'm trying to figure out what 20,000. Exactly.
Back. Adjust slider. Edit value. Adjust slider. Edit value. Find adjustment. Reset default. Find edit. Adjust slider. Back. Adjust slider. Section. Section. Dead zone section. Section. Dead zone. Section. 25,000. Section. 25,000. Selected. 20,000. 20,000. Selected. 20,000. 20,000. 20,000. 20. Bottom. 20,000. Top. 20,000. Bottom. 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 20,000. Section. 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 Use. Section. Use activator settings button. Back. Select. Menu. Button. Activator settings. Haptic intensity. Haptics. Sneak up. Descend. If set to command, will be sent inside the radius.
Let me see if we can figure this out.
No previous setting. Back. Power in command. Play the great power in command. 25,000. Back. 25,000. Power in. Power in. Back. 20,000. Dead zone. 20,000. Dead 20,000. 20,000. Dead selected. 20,000. Done. L value. L value. L value. Done. L value. Plus equals. Right parenthesis 0. 9. Sorry. And 7. 6. Percent 5. 4 hours. Number 3. 2. 1. Button use activator. Haptic intensity override. 25,000. Dead 25,000. 20,000. Dead 20,000. 20,000. 20,000. Dead 20,000. 20,000 selected. Dead 20,000. Dead 20,000. Blank. 20,000 and selected. 20,000. Blank. 20,000. 0. Blank. 0. 0. 0. 0. 2. Dead zone. Power in. Power in. Haptic. Dead zone. Set. General. General. Blank. 4,000 and 4,000. Blank. 4,000 and blank. Overlap region. 2,000 and 2,000. 25,000 and 25,000. 2,000 and 2,000. Dead zone. 2,000 and 2,000.
Now I made it 2,000. What the fuck?
Button use activator settings. Haptic intensity override. Haptics.
Holy shit. That'll be a little hard to control.
Up arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Right arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow.
It's not terrible. But I don't. The problem is I don't know how I did it. Exactly. Oh, does it like it if you back it off? Like, if I go in here, if I hit the end key and I back it all the way out, and then I do. I think it, you know what I think it is? I think it's arrows. I think it's like, certain when it says section, I think you're adjusting the slider. So, I'm gonna hit done, and before I break my control scheme unusably, I'm gonna leave it at 10,000, because honestly, I'm fine with that. So, we'll play one more game, and we'll see if I can do a little bit better, and then I'll leave you with that, and you can explore more on your own. Oh, I didn't. My option for coordinates. Oh, it's set the wrong. Okay, I can fix that. Make sure it's working. It is. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm leaving stuff, but I'm trying to go up the board. Say fuck that, because I didn't get it. And we come back down. Yeah, there's plenty of shit up here. Very damn close. It's hard to get used to moving like this, but I kind of like it for being lazy. And I got the same damn score as last time. Let's see if I can finish it though. Here comes the asshole. But nope, gotta go. Now let me see if I can get around him and come back. Fuck. Where's the other one? Fuck. It ain't gonna happen, Captain. Shit! Uh-oh! Fuck! No, bitch! You bitch!
Game over.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, I know. At any rate. Name and United
States,
Roger, Chief,
Top, Keith, and Calvary, Steve, and Ramos, and Smith,
Spectre. That
for
is
more great
all
games,
I have
visit us
for
on the
today,
web at lworks.net. That's www.l-works.net.
That is all I got for y'all today. I guess we'll see where this goes, if anybody finds this interesting.